Are you watching?
Bad, actually. How's it going?
We're great.
Well, tell us, what's the buzz been like around the school today?
Ah, it's fantastic. Hey, everybody's just floating around the place. Everybody's buzzing from yesterday. Every year group, not just the 2 year groups involved, but absolutely everybody, staff and teachers, students, everybody in the whole place is so excited and full of joy for the whole thing.
And listen, everyone. National titles don't come round too often for Loretta Mulford. It was 50 years, so there was a bit of a long wait there. So there was.
They put in a bit of a wait for this one, all right, Di, but look, it's marvelous now, 50 years ago since the first one now, and it's just brilliant to get this for the boys, would I say?
Yeah, and listen, it's huge for the school and huge for the community and huge for the group. But you might maybe talk us through the game yesterday, Gary. You went 2-0 up, but we was under a bit of pressure after that because Middleton had a goal disallowed, and you were able to hang in there to the end.
I thought we were on top for a lot of the game. Like, the boys did play very well yesterday. It was one of their best performances throughout the whole year. We could have went one each. They had a goal disallowed, but look, the linesman ruled it offside, and they had a better view than us, so we just went with that. Went 2-0 up then. They got a man sent off, and we thought we were home and dry. We thought we were comfortable at that stage, but their right back, wasn't it? Or left?
Their left back
Left
guy.
back scored a cracking goal towards the end and just made it a very nervy finish for us all. Hey, but thankfully the boys dug in and got us over the line, you know.
Yeah. And the guys that got the goals yesterday, Hugh Cooper and Dara Edwards, were the guys that scored for you?
Yeah, Hugo Cooper and Dara Edwards, yeah, our striker and centre mid.
Yeah, tell us about the goals.
First one was lovely team effort, really. Started with Connor Patton down the left, and he threaded through to Jamie O'Donnell, who squared a class ball across, and Hugo finished it lovely. And then the second one came from Hugo's through and goal, and last man really made the foul there, so the last man got sent off, and Dara stepped up then, and great strike from a free kick into the bottom corner of the net, left the keeper no chance. So two fantastic goals. They're still up on the FAI website there. They're unbelievable finishes from the two lads.
Yeah. And listen, young Dara Edwards, it's been a big couple of days for him. He won a national title there with his club, Illawarra. Himself and Caden Starrett were involved yesterday, so they were from the Illawarra club.
The two of them were involved. Dara's just been a rocking centre midfield for us all year. So he's been. I don't think he's put a foot wrong all year for us, to be honest with you. He's an exceptional player to us. And then Caden, we asked a job off Caden yesterday, and he performed as well. So couldn't be happier with the two boys now.
Yeah. What's the spread of clubs like that's involved in the team there, Efren? Because obviously there's two from Ulster, but there's other clubs around in the area as well. What's the spread like?
Suppose we have Mulroy, we have Kilmacrenan,
Swally,
Swally,
Fannad.
Fannad. Yeah, there's a few boys up at Harps. We've one boy in Derry City. So there's a big catchment area. Like, so there's a lot of clubs involved. Kind of getting all them players together from such a wide variety of clubs and getting them to gel so well together was a brilliant to see.
And like, credit has to be given to the clubs and coaches out there. Like, we only see them here in second year, like second and third year, but those lads have been developed throughout their whole time. So a lot of credit has to go to them.
Yeah, and listen, a lot of credit has to go to other people as well, away from the playing group, the management, and there's a lot of support there too from other quarters. So there is, Gary.
Oh, there is surely. Like, the whole community have joined together there. Like, the homecoming last night was unbelievable. They all came in, and Fire Brigade was out, the Gardaí was out. We've had a lot of lovely messages from community groups in Milford. So it's brilliant to see everybody getting involved, and getting behind the team. We're so happy for the whole area, like, chatting about getting men involved. There was the team from 50 years ago just popped in last Friday to see us and give the lads a talk, told them what they remembered and how it kept them together over the 50 years. Like, and there's even another, I suppose, another connection that player you're chatting about there, Dara Edwards, his uncle Colm Kelly scored in that final back 50 years ago, and he scored yesterday. So it's a lovely link between the two. And another man, Jack Barrett, on the team. He has relations with Colm McLaughlin and Liam McLaughlin on the team. So a lot of family connections there through the years. And those men come down to watch us yesterday. They came in last week. So we channeled all that, and it's just great to see. Like,
And listen, from the school point of view as well, there's a huge effort there, Gary.
It is, yeah. Look, a lot of people are chatting about myself and Ephraim here and our assistant team and TY in fifth year. But look, across the board in the school, it takes a lot of people to make this happen. Like, just want to mention a few in particular, that's all right. Edward Freel there in the caretaking team, who kept us right with the kit and equipment all year. We had 400 students going down the road yesterday. So there's a lot of staff that organized that for us. And I want to thank also the buses there from Boyce's and Shields bus companies. Fantastic job getting everyone up and down the road safely yesterday. And just to say too about the homecoming, like, it was amazing. We had Grania McDade, Karen Sweeney, Shauna Giles and Keith Harmon, who organized an amazing reception for us here back at the school. And there was a bit of music too from Alex Cullen and Zach Ferry, which just led the whole atmosphere. It was brilliant. Hey, class, we'll never forget it.
And the players will never forget this experience. It will stick with them for the rest of their lives that they won an All-Ireland title at 14 and 15 years of age. Going forward now, next year, is there money if that group still at that underage level, Gary?
There's not too many at the under 15 level. So we've only got two of those players still at under 15. But we have, again, look, the school's going strong, like, with a lot of people there that'll be able to fit into the under 17 side. So our boys coming through will be the younger members of that. But there's a lot of strong lads still underage at 17 level. So look, it's across the board, all the senior team's a good strong team. We'll have a good first year team moving into 15. So we're in good shape at the minute, which we're looking forward to next year as well.
And Ephraim, as we said at the start, all the players and all the teams now around the school will be getting a huge lift of this, so they will.
Oh, it definitely will. It definitely will. It'll be a big achievement for the boys, as we say, but it'll be good for other teams now progressing through to look forward to something like that. And hopefully, you know, like I said before, we don't have to wait another 50 years for another one.
Yeah, hopefully you'll not have to wait as long again. Listen, once again, Gary and Ephraim, many congratulations to you and to the players and to everybody on the school on that brilliant, brilliant National Cup success yesterday, and continue to enjoy the celebrations. They're fully deserved.
Thank you, Ashley. Cheers.